If you drive along Interstate 10 from El Paso, Texas to Tucson, Arizona, you have to notice these billboards, one after another, announcing The Thing. One says, The Thing, Mystery of the Desert. Another invites, The Thing, We Expect You. Sooner or later, you have to bite at that bait, as did Renee Gattell of Arizona member station KJZZ.
The billboards beckon you to pull off at Arizona's exit 322. That's what Kyle Pogue, Jim Maroney, and Mark Thorsell did, each taking a guess at what the thing is.
I'd like to think it's some mutated humanoid.
It's probably something to do with some ancient dinosaur or something of that nature.
It's a small thing, I've heard, but other than that, I have no idea.
I've stopped here before, but I've never walked through here. I've never been in to see the thing.
Brad Swaim is a trucker from North Carolina. He pays his dollar and walks through a makeshift cave-like entrance, following a set of yellow footprints on a winding sidewalk.
I'm just wondering what it is and what it looks like. Who knows? You know, but you won't tell.
The footprints lead Swaim into a shed. To his right is a sign that reads, The Thing, What Is It? Underneath is a large wooden case.
Do I need to close my eyes and be shocked? Is this it?
The thing is a mummy, lying in an open coffin. It's about 5 feet long, a dusty brown color, clutching a baby mummy.
I wonder how old it is.
Do you think it's real?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think it's real. Exposed bones, see the rib cage. I don't think anybody could fake that, unless they were really good.
Where did the mummy come from, and how did it get to an isolated truck stop in the middle of the desert? You can ask Jerry Bone, the manager of the thing, but he won't tell.
Oh, we don't do that. You gotta keep that question mark going. Keep people wondering, you know.
This much is certain. An Arizona lawyer named Thomas Binkley Prince set up the display in 1965. Where he got it has always been part of the mystery. But a Phoenix man named Shad Kvetko claims he knows where the mummy came from, and that it is not real.
A man named Homer Tate made the thing, and he was one of the most prolific makers of what they call gaffes for sideshows across America.
A gaffe is a fake, a trick, used in the old traveling circus sideshows. A steam-powered calliope would swing into town, and a fast-talking pitch man would draw you into a tent to show off a bearded lady, the monkey girl, alligator man, old mummies, too. Homer Tate was a miner and a farmer. Around the 1940s, he opened a business, Tate's Curiosity Shop, in Phoenix. He made things like shrunken heads and mummies out of papier-mâché and dead animal parts found in the desert. Shad Kvetko knows this because he's Homer Tate's step-great-great-grandson.
The funny thing is that most people find things that are more vague-looking to be more creepy than, let's say, you know, a foam rubber corpse made for a special effects that looks totally unreal.
So if you're passing through Arizona, it's possible you'll feel the pull of the thing. And if you do stop in, you may still be drawn to believe that the mummy is real. That's what keeps visitors coming in off the highway. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattell.
Whether the thing is fake or not, you can see genuine pictures of it at our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.